Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Schreier is our guest, and his new book is called Audition for Your Next Job. And that's, by the way, the name on the book is James W. Schreier, Ph.D., Dr. Schreier. Jim, thanks again for being with us.
You're welcome.
Farcliff.com, right?
Correct.
Is the website. The book's available there. Is it available anywhere else?
Well, it's also on it. There's the career site, 212-careers.com.
All right.
But
so,
it's highlighted on both of those.
And this is, give us the essence of the book.
Well, the essence of the book is taking a look at what I was able to learn from studying, traveling with, learning about what performers do in the performing arts and what they do differently in terms of how they get jobs, et cetera, compared to the normal process of hiring. Mm-hmm. And the best example is the title, in that performers, they may have resumes, but they're really nothing but lists of all the parts they've played.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't interview. They don't get asked questions. They don't sit down over a desk and answer questions. They audition
right
for a job. And what we're now seeing is companies are starting to try and introduce that kind of a process of saying, look, I don't need you to just tell me what you've done. I need you to show me what you've done. And there are, and if you start thinking about that, even in terms of crafting your resume, that's a big difference. Resumes, for the most part, are boring.
Well, plus, yeah, and they're the same old for most,
yeah,
most of the time. Saying what you said reminded me about a guy that I knew a long time ago, and his story was a long time before that, probably sometime around the Great Depression. He was an old guy when I knew him, and he talked about needing a job, and the guy said, I don't need anybody, sorry. And he said he just started working.
Oh.
He just went to work.
Yep.
For this guy. And the guy didn't hire him. But he went to work. He just started working. That back then the jobs were pretty simple, you know, there was no high tech in those days. And he said after about 3 days, he came to work every day and worked for the guy. I mean, he just got out there whatever they do, and he got out there and worked. And he just worked. He said after 3 days, the guy said, you know, I guess I better hire you. You're doing a good job.
Yep.
And he worked for him for three days.
There's a good message there. You probably couldn't do that today, but there's a good message there that says you've got to try and demonstrate to somebody what you can do to help them.
He was thinking about your book, wasn't he?
Yep, absolutely, some ways.
Yeah. So back to the idea that I had in the previous segment about having a feedback session regularly, regardless of whether things went well or didn't go well. And that way, whenever you can find out how things are going, if in the back, so to speak, that you might not know about, and it won't make you look like a jerk when you only come back there when things are bad.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
And I think there are two very important things about that, because that's a great idea. Number one, start, as you suggested, with what did we do right in the last month or the last quarter or whatever you're doing for the review period. And don't just take that as generalities. Oh, here's what I've seen a lot of managers do. Okay, great job last night. You guys did a lot of stuff well, but here's what you did wrong. So let's spend 90% of our time talking about what we did wrong,
right.
And we basically blow off for it with a couple of seconds of what we do right. No, what I tell managers is spend some time. Okay, great job last night. Let's list all of the things that we did right on the whiteboard or on the flip chart. Let's talk about what went really well last night. Why did that go so well? Why was it so nice that Mary helped out Catherine? Or whatever the details are. Then, after you've talked about in detail what you've done right, so you can repeat it.
Right.
That's what you want to have happen. Then say, okay, now, what could we do better? And what I like, and you phrased this too, I don't like to ask people, what did we do wrong? I like to ask people, what can we do better?
And what did we learn?
And what did we learn from that?
To me, that's the most powerful question in management. What did we learn?
Yep. So that's good. That I would say.
That covers the good and the bad, doesn't it?
Yep.
So now we're looking for feedback, and when you ask for feedback, especially if you're the boss, if you're really honest about your question, your request, and people feel comfortable in telling you that, you got to be prepared to do something with it, right? You can't be like the car that chased the car and caught it, and you said, what do I do with it now? You got to know what to do with it, don't you?
Correct. And that means taking action. And again, as we discussed in the first segment, that means paying attention to who to listen to. And is this somebody whose feedback you can trust? Because in today's world, and this is very true for small businesses that are in anything where they're getting reviews online or they've got Yelp reviews out there, whatever, you get flooded with so many things, both positive and negative. And you've got to figure out, okay, what do I need to listen to and what do I need to respond to make meaningful changes, not just sailing in the direction of the wind that changes every day.
Which means that you have to have a strong, and most entrepreneurs do, but you have to have a strong sense of self. You have to know what you really stand for, don't you? Because somebody once said, I don't know what the key to success is, but I know the key to failure is trying to make everybody happy.
Yeah, that's correct. And in terms of feedback, that's really valuable. Yeah, Albert Schweitzer said, you have to have the soul of an angel and the skin of a rhino.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
I need the website again, Jim.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS, farcliffs.com.
Check it out. And the book is called Audition for Your Next Job. That's James W. Schreier. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. We'd love to.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.